What's up, Wake Up and Level Up family? I'm in New York City right now in the middle of Times Square. I'm in Times Square because I'm here visiting NASDAQ for just a six-minute meeting. Why 6 minutes? I'll tell you why right after this. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. You know, one tactic that I use quite often is to have short meetings, like incredibly brief meetings, because you can actually get more of them more frequently, especially when you actually hold to the time that you utilize. So this is a tactic, this is a strategy that I use that I want to share with you. Often I will email people or I will call them and I will ask them for 6 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes of time. It's a very odd number that I'm usually giving them, and then I hold to that number. I got to tell you, there's like a 90 percentile of like success with this, with getting the meetings, because people have a hard time telling you no when you're just asking for 6 minutes of their time. And if you stick to the 6 minutes and don't do what most people will say, hey, can I just get 5 minutes? And that's become just so overutilized and oversaid that really 5 minutes means 10, 15, 20. It just means really as long as you tend to be there and can hold someone else's attention. And that's not what you ask for. You ask for 5 minutes. So I use different numbers like 6, 11, 12, 13. Those minutes really are awkward. They catch their attention and they say, sure, I can give Mario 6 minutes. And then you hold to it. Every time you do that and you actually hold to the time, they actually remember that. So then when you go back to them and you ask them for another 6 minutes, they're like, yeah, sure. He kept his word. She kept her word. So this is a really good tactic for you to get frequent meetings, as opposed to saying, can I sit down with you for an hour? That's a very heavy ask for someone to be able to do. Whereas if you did like four asks, right, for 6 minutes each, you get a good 24 minutes, right? Or four asks of 12 minutes each and you get 48 minutes out of it, right? So my point is ask for shorter meetings and then ask for them more frequently, but make sure you do not go over the allotted time unless they say so. You have to be the one to say, up. 6 minutes are up. I told you I'd only be 6 minutes. We'll continue the conversation. I'll follow up an email, whatever it may be. You have to say that. And then if they decide, no, I got a few more minutes, then you can continue on. And that happens like 70% of the time. People will go like, no, let's talk a little bit more. I got more time. They'll look at their watch. It'll be like, oh, my next meeting's not for another 10 minutes. I got another 10 minutes with you. It works so good. And it just happened again today where I just needed a quick 6 minutes with someone from NASDAQ to talk about the new season and the new show and some of the upgrades that we're doing for the show that we're super excited about. And I only needed 6 minutes of his time and it worked. So I wanted to share this strategy and tactic with you as soon as I walked out in the middle of Times Square from the NASDAQ building so you can get this info hot. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.